B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Samach. We're going to start from the next Mishnah in the middle of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim. All the services, all the Maisim, all the stages of the Avodah of the Yom HaKippurim, of Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, Ha'omur Al Haseida, those that are mentioned in the order in the Mishnayos that we've learned and are going to learn, im hikdim maisa lechaveri, if you did one before the other, that means you changed the order, le osa klum, then whatever you did out of order, it's as if you didn't do it. And you have to continue in the right order from where you left off. And now the Mishnah is giving a few examples. Hikdim dam hasoir le dam hapor, if you did the dam hasoir, if you sprinkled the blood of the goat before sprinkling the blood of the bull, yachzer v'yaze midam asoir le'achar dam hapor. That means he first sprinkled the blood of the goat, and then the blood of the bull. It's out of order. So the bull was in the right place, but the blood of the goat was in the wrong place. So now you have to sprinkle the blood of the goat after you've sprinkled the blood of the bull. And the Gemara is going to discuss whether we're talking about the sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the sprinkling in the Heichal, because there's an added issue here that the goat was only shechted in the order is that the goat should only be shechted after sprinkling the blood of the bull in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Mishnah here doesn't mention that you shechted the goat out of order. And the Mishnah didn't say and suggest that you have to shecht another soyer. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Continues the Mishnah. V'im ad sheloi gomar es hamatonois shebifnim nishbach adam. If before you finished doing all the achas lemailo v'sheva lemato in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the blood that you were supposed to still use got spilt, yovi dam achir, you have to bring new blood, v'yachzer b'tchila b'bifnim, and you have to start again the sprinkling that you did in between. If you did part of the sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then the blood spilt, you can't just carry on in the middle. You have to redo that whole piece of avodah of the sprinkling of the blood. V'chein b'heichal, the same applies in the heichal. If in the middle of doing the sprinklings in the heichal, the blood got spilt, then you cannot just carry on from where you're up to by shechting a new animal and bringing the blood. No, you have to start from the hazois in the heichal again. V'chein b'mizbeach hazov. The same applies to the Mizbeach Hazov. We said that the blood had to be applied and sprinkled onto the Mizbeach Hazov. If at any point in the middle of that process the blood got spilt, you have to start that part of the Avodah again. Shekulon Kapora Bifnei Atzmon. The three stages. There's Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's the sprinkling towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Heichal. And there's the applying the blood to the Mizbeach. Those are three different stages, three different kaporis, and you cannot just start one in the middle. So whatever's been completed has been completed, whatever's still in the middle, that part you have to start again. They argue with the Tanakhama and they say that wherever you stopped, that's where you carry on. You do not need to go back and start that part of the Avodah again. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim Ha'omur Al HaSeida, all the activities, all the acts of Avodah for Yom Kippur that are mentioned in the Mishnayos in a specific order, Im Hikdim Maisa LeChaveri, if you do one before another one that was supposed to be first, Le'osa Klum, that we saw already in the Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is now going to say when this applies. Amosai, B'dvorim Manasim B'bigdei Lovon Mibifnim. This is only true regarding those avodos that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the white clothes. Aval Dvorim Manasim B'bigdei Lovon Mibachutz. But those things that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though they're done, it's called Maisa Yom HaKippurim. It's special for Yom Kippur and is done with the four clothes unique to Yom Kippur. Normally a Kohen Gadol wears eight clothes. When he does these avodos, he wears four clothes. That even though they are part of that unique avodah of Yom HaKippurim, nonetheless, those avodos that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then we don't say that im hikdim maisa lechaveroi lo'i oso klum. what are the avodos that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the white clothes? So it's drawing the lots, it's doing the confessions, it's pouring out the remaining blood, as we learned previously, that the blood is poured onto the Mizbeach in the Azara. All the matonos, that means applying the blood, smearing the blood onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi, sprinkling the blood towards the curtain, which is done in the Heichal, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All these things are avodos that are bachutz, they're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they are part of that sequence of avodos that are done in the white clothes. So in all these things, if you did it in the wrong order, it does not make it possible. There's going to be one exception to this regarding the Shechitas HaPar that has to be done before the scooping up of the Keteres, and that's going to be discussed later on in the Gemara on Amud Beis. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that this rule, that the order is essential, and if you do it out of order, whatever was done out of order is possible, is only regarding those things that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Reb Nechemi argues with Rabbi Yehuda and says, "Bamed dvarim amurim, when is it true that it's essential? B'dvarim anasim b'bigdei lavon, anything that's done in the set of four clothes, which is part a unique part of the avoda, bein mibifnim, irrespective of whether it's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bein mibachutz, or if it's done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichal or in the Azara, then it also applies. When does this rule not apply? Aval b'dvarim anasim b'bigdei zohov mibachutz, those parts of the avoda that were done with his set of eight clothes, known as the Big Day Zohov, then there, Masha also, whatever you've done is considered done, and even though it's out of order, it's not considered as being possible. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Ushnei mikro echad dorshu, both of them learnt their respective explanations and limitations to the rule of the Mishnah from the same pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'hoyisal zois lachem," at the end of the parasha of the famous Perek Tezayin in Parashas Achrimis, we've been learning about in pasuk Lamed Dalad. "V'hoyisal zois lachem," this should be for you, "lechukas oilam," an internal chok, "lechapir al bnei Israel," to atone for bnei Israel, "mikol chatoisam," from all their sins, "achas bashana," once a year, "vayas kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe," and you should do this as Hashem has commanded to Moshe. So it says here, chuka. Etc. Achas Bashana, once a year, referring to Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Mokim Shemiskaprim Boy, Pam Achas Bashana. When it says that the chuka always means it must be like this. We've had it before. Chuka means it's essential. The question is, when it says, what's it referring to? Which parts of the Avodah? It's talking about Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur they wore gold clothes. On Yom Kippur they wore white clothes outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They wore white. The Kohen Gadol wore white clothes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the chukah going on? So that's the machlekas. So since it says achas bashana, the chukah, what's essential, is only those things that are unique to achas, to once. The question is, what does it mean? What once? Does it mean, like Rabbi Yehuda says, mokim shemiskaprim boi pam achas bashana? Achas means that place that you only go into and you only atone there once a year, namely the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Kohen Gadol only ever goes in it on Yom Kippur. Only Achas Bashana, anything that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the order has to be right. Outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not called Achas Bashana, because avoid is done outside the Beis HaMikdash all year round, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all year round. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. V'Reb Nechemya Sova, he says, no. What's Achas Bashana? Dvorim. It's not talking about the mokim, the place. It's talking about the types of avoda, the dvorim, the things. Shamiskaprim ben pam Achas Bashana. Anything that's unique, and it's called a Yom Kippur avoda. Yom Kippur is just once a year. So even if it's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if it's unique to Yom Kippur, proof to that would be that it's done in the white clothes. That's also called Achas Bashana, and the term chuka applies to it, and the order is essential. Says the Gemara, Otu Rabbi Yehuda, Mokim Ksiv. You, Rabbi Yechanan, are explaining that Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha, that the out of order is ma'akav, it's essential, the order is essential, is only with avoda done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is learned from this posuk, from Achas Bashana, and it's talking about the place, not the type of avoda, but the place of the avoda. Does it say anywhere in the posuk, the mokim? It says Achas Bashana once a year. What's it got to do with the place? Elo says the Gemara, Hainu Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said the first explanation. He says Shnei Mikra Echad Dorshu, Zois Luchukas Oilam, that it's the chok, it's essential Achas Bashana, but Achas Bashana doesn't mean the place necessarily, as we tried to say. Rather, Elo Hainu Tamid Rabbi Yehuda Ksiv Zois Uksiv Achas. When it says Zois, it means just this. Chok is only on this. That seems to be only on this, not somewhere else. And then it says Achas Bashana, once a year, not more. So you've got two words that are coming to exclude other things. What would they be? Ksiv Zois, Uksiv Achas. Chad, one of them is Limu'ute, to exclude Big Day Lovon Bachutz. One is to say that it's excluding, that means this rule of chukah, that the order is essential, does not apply to avoida done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though it's the Yom Kippur avoida and it's done in the white clothes. V'chad, and the other word, is to limute, to exclude big days of the avoidas that are done on Yom Kippur, that are not unique to Yom Kippur, that they are done in the big days of. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. V'Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya also knows that we've got these two words, zois and achas bashano, that limit the amount of avoidos that the chukas, that the order is essential to. But he cannot say like Rabbi Yehuda that one of them is excluding those avoidos done in the white clothes outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because we saw before Ibn Chemya holds that there it is ma'akav, the order is essential. So what's he doing with these two words? So one of them, chad limu'ute, big days of. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda on this front, that any avoida that's done with the big day zav, the order is not ma'akev. What's he doing with the other one? V'chad limu'utei shiraim. Now, and here we're going to see, if you go through the Rashis here, the Lashonis in Rashi are a little bit complicated, and the Tosfos Yeshonim and the Ritva, and the Rishonim are handling Rashi. So we're not going to get into the fine-tuned, the words of Rashi. We're going to try and understand the Gemara. And the way we understand this is what comes out from all the Rishonim. That we've got two concepts by Shiraim. What is Shiraim? We learned about it previously, that after the Kohen Gadol came out of the Heichal with the leftover blood of the bull and the goat, he has to pour it onto the base of the Mizbeach. Exactly where on the base is something that we've already learnt about. He has to pour, that's called the Shfichas HaShiraim, pouring of the Shiraim on the Yesoid. Now there's two aspects here. Number one, what happens if the blood got spilt and the remainder of the blood and the Shiraim did not find its way to the Yesoid? He didn't pour the Shiraim on the Yesoid. Is that in and of its own something which is essential, which is a problem? If you skip any other part of the Avodah, of course it's a problem. You have to make sure to do it. And if you can't because it's spilt, you have to start again, as we saw before. What happens if you didn't pour the Shiraim? Is it Ma'akev? Is it not Ma'akev? Is the Shiraim considered an Avodah HaMa'akeves Kapora? Is it an Avodah that without it, it's essential for the Kapora or not? That's one discussion. In the event that it is essential and you have to do it, then it makes sense that it should be, the order should be as essential as all the other avoiders that are essential. That means it should be considered an avoider that's being done in the Heichal. Not in the Heichal, Bachutz. That means either in the Heichal or in the Azorah, but it should be in the same bracket as those avoiders that are done by Big Day Lovon outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So here Ibn Chemya says that chad limu'utei shiraim. Rashi says what it means is that if the shiraim are poured on the yesoid out of order, not in the right place, that Ibn Chemya says deloy ma'akva, it's not essential. We're about to see that the reason for that is because Ibn Chemya himself holds that even if you don't put it there at all, it's also not ma'akav. V'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Nechemya regarding these Shiraim. He says, "Im ma'akva, im ma'akva, iloy ma'akva, loy ma'akva." He says, if you hold, and whoever holds, that any avoida that is done, that outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the white clothes, must be done in the right order, and it's ma'akav, then this will be ma'akav. And if you hold that doing an avodah in the white clothes outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not ma'akev, then it won't be ma'akev. And we're proud to see Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that the Shfichas HaShiraim, in and of its own, you have to do it. It is ma'akev. So he says, you have to do the Shfichas HaShiraim, it's ma'akev, and therefore the order, there's no reason in the world that we should exclude Shiraim and be any different from all the other avodahs done with the Big Day Lavon outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kedetanya. And now we're going to see in the Braisa explicitly that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the very putting the Shiraim on the Yesoid is essential. And then by default, Rabbi Yehuda says, as soon as it's an avodah you have to do, then it's in exactly the same bracket as all the other avodahs which are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the white clothes. Rabbi Yehuda happens to say that it's not ma'akev, like all the other avodahs. Kedetanya, we learned it says in the Braisa, and it's based on a posuk. In the posuk Chof in that parasha, it says in the posuk as follows: V'chilo mikapir es hakodesh ves oil moed ves hamizbeach v'hikriv es hasoyer hechai. What does it mean? V'chilo mikapir. You've finished from getting an atonement. You've finalized it. So that's what it says in the posuk. V'chilo mikapir, and it's the machlekes how to read it. So the Braisa says, Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa says, im kipir, then kilo. It means, what is v'chilo? When have you finished? Only if mechapir, if you've done all the hazois, all the sprinklings that had to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichal, and all the applications of the blood have been done, that's called mechapir, michapir, and once you've done that, v'chilo, you finished the avodah. Ve'im loy chiper, but if you didn't do all the hazois, loy kilo, then you haven't finished and you haven't got the atonement. Divi Rabbi Akiva. That's how Rabbi Akiva read the pasuk. Omale Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Akiva, mipnei ma loy noimar, why do you have to switch it around? It says v'chilo mikaper. Why do you have to say, if you did all the kaporos, then you finished, then it's kilo. Say, im kilo, if you finished all the doing whatever you have to do, all the sprinklings, then kapir, then you have your atonement. V'im loy kilo, and if you didn't finish doing all the sprinklings and all the applications of the blood, loy kipir, then you didn't get an atonement. Shem chiser achas mikol ha-matonis, if any one of the sprinklings or applications of the blood are missing, loy osav loy klum, then you, it's as if you haven't done anything, you don't yet get your atonement. V'omrinon. And we said, my binai, what's the difference between the way Rabbi Akiva reads it and the way Rabbi Yehuda reads it? Rabbi Akiva says, if you are mechaper, then v'kilo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if you are kilo, then it's mechaper. But it sounds like the same. So Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Nevi, there was a machlekes. Chad omar mashmo'us doyoshin. One of those two say, there's no difference in halacha. It just depends how you're reading the psukim, how you understand the v'chilo, how you understand the mechaper, but there's no difference at all. Mashmos derushim ikubinayu. It's just a difference on how to read the psukim. V'chad omar, the other opinion says, no, there is a difference between them. Because if you say that it's dependent on v'chilo, on finishing, then what does that mean? That means you have to have done, put the shiraim onto the yesoid as well. So if your reading is like Rabbi Yehuda, that if v'chilo, if you're finished, only then mechaper, you get the atonement, it means you have to finish everything, including putting the blood on the yesoid. If contra b'kiva, where it means if mechaper, if you've done everything you need to do for atonement, then v'chilo, then you're finished, then we can assume that to mean that it's good enough to have done just the hazois, applications of the blood, and if you didn't put the shiraim on the aside, you still have your kapora. So that's one of the two, either Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they say that that's the difference between the two. Shiraim ma'akve ikabinayu. And according to this, we see that Rabbi Yehuda, and it was Rabbi Yehuda who says that you have to be v'chilo in order to have mechaper. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to, that even putting the shiraim on the aside is essential. Since it's essential, it's got exactly the same status as all the other avodos that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Big Day Lavon. And it happens to be that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we saw before, that he says chadlim ute big day lavon mibachutz, that any avoida done in big day lavon outside the kodesh hakodashim, it happens to be that the order is not ma'akev. The word chukah is not referring to that. That means doing the shfichas hashiraim is ma'akev. The order is not ma'akev. Now the Gemara is saying, at the top of the Amud, what did we see? We saw that Rabbi Yochanan explained the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yirmiyah, whether doing the avoda of the white clothes outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether the order is ma'akev. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, the order is ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. And Rabbi Yochanan explained that where do they learn it from? They learn it from this pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda says that it says zois, and it says achas, one of them to say limute big day lavon bachutz, and one is limute big day zav. And the Gemara and Rabbi Nechemiah, how did Rabbi Yochanan explain Rabbi Nechemiah? Chad limute big day zav, and chad limute shiraim, as we saw before. Asks the Gemara, Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan hachi, can Rabbi Yochanan hold this way that Rabbi Nechemiah uses one of the two psukim, either the word zois or the word achas, to say that Shiraim is not ma'akev? Can it be? Rabbi Yochanan himself said, "V'homer Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemiah, Kedivrei Omer Shiraim ma'akev." That Shiraim, it is ma'akev. At least the order is ma'akev. And if the order is ma'akev, then we can assume not only is the order ma'akev, the fact that you have to put the Shiraim there is ma'akev. It makes sense that if you don't need to put the Shiraim there at all, then the order won't be ma'akev. So how can you say that according to Rabbi Nechemiah, how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that according to Rabbi Nechemiah, also putting the Shiraim is not ma'akev, and also the order is not ma'akev? You just said over here, Rabbi Yochanan said that it is ma'akev. Answers the Gemara, Kashya, indeed we don't have a good answer for this, and we don't know how to explain the seeming contradiction between the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. The Mefarshim suggest, because we know from other places, other Rishonim, that when the Gemara uses the term Kashya, it doesn't mean it's an absolute refutation. It just means that we need to find an answer, and there wasn't an easy answer, a comfortable answer that the Gemara could give. And the Mefarshim here explain that it could be that we can explain Rabbi Yochanan, that when Rabbi Yochanan said that Shiraim is Ma'akvi, it doesn't mean the order. It means the very having to put the Shiraim there, that's Ma'akev, like we learned before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the Vechila. So it could be that Rabbi Yirmiyah learns that putting the Shiraim is Ma'akev, but he learns that you learn from the Pasuk there, the extra Pasuk, V'chad Limu'ute Shiraim, that just the order is not Ma'akev. And before Rabbi Yehuda, he said that doesn't make sense. If putting the Shiraim is Ma'akev, why is it different to anything else? It could be that Rabbi Nechemiah holds not that way. He holds that putting the Shiraim is Ma'akev, the order is not Ma'akev. And there's more to be said on this topic and more to discuss in the Rishonim here, but let's continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Chanina, Ketoires shechofno koidem shchitosoi shel par loy osov loy klum. That we've learnt, and we've already seen this previously on Daf Memtes, that the order that it's supposed to be in the Mishnayos is that first he shechts his bull, he gives the blood in the meantime to somebody to stir, and one of the things he does in the meantime is that he goes and he scoops up the ketores that he's going to take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he scoops that up and puts it into the kaf. What happens if he scooped up the ketores before he shechted the bull? Is the order ma'akev? So it says of Chanina, le'osav olay klum. It's as if he hasn't done the scooping up of the k'tayres, and he has to shecht the par, and afterwards he has to scoop up the k'tayres. Says the Gemara Kaman, who's that following? De'loik Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't seem to be following Rabbi Yehuda. Why? De'i Rabbi Yehuda ha'omar, ki k'siva chuka b'dvarim anasim b'big de'lovon mi'bifnim. Hu de'ch'siva. Rabbi Yehuda just learned, we just saw that according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything done in the white clothes outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the order is not ma'akev, is not essential. Here we've got the scooping up of the k'tayres, which is done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's done with the white clothes. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, it will be ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the order won't be ma'akev. And here we've got Rav Chanina, who says that the order is ma'akev. So we're assuming that this Rav Chanina is following Rabbi Nechemiah, not Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teimer Rabbi Yehuda. It could even be Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says that any avoida done with the white clothes outside the Kodesh HaKodashim is, the order is not ma'akev. However, this, the scooping up of the Keteres, is tzorech pnim. You're scooping up just in order to take it into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Kebifnim domi. It has the same status as the Kodesh HaKodashim, and the same way as any of the avodah is done in the Kodesh HaKodashim, the order is ma'akev. Therefore, even the scooping up of the Keteres is just as ma'akev. The order is ma'akev. Continues the Gemara, Tnan. Im al sheloi gomar matonois shebifnim nishbech adam, yovi dam achir v'yachzer v'yaze b'tchilo mibifnim. So here we have an issue. We saw in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that if you didn't finish doing all the matonois bifnim, assuming it means the Kodesh HaKodashim, then the blood spilt, then you have to bring new blood, and v'yazen, you have to start doing all the applications, all the hazois, the achas lemailo, sheva lemata of the par and the soyer, you do it again in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So the question is, v'im isa, if it's true that the chafino, the order is ma'akev, then if something went wrong and in the middle of the sprinkling of the bloods in the Kodesh HaKodashim, then what did we say? You have to start again. So what happens if somebody did the achas lemalo sheva lemata of the par? And then the blood got spilt, the blood of the goat got spilt, or there's a discussion in the Rishonim exactly how it works, the blood of the bull, the blood of the goats, let's not go into that. But if the middle of the avoida that was done with the blood of the bull, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim it's spilt. So what's the halacha? You have to do it again. How do you do it again? You have to shecht a new bull. So now you're going to shecht a new bull. Okay, that's fine. But do you have to remember? After you shechted the bull, you did and you scooped up the Keteres. And now you're going to have to reshecht and do it. You can't reshecht. Now you're going to bring another bull and do the shechita and have new blood on the bull. So now this new bull was shechted after you did the chafina. So we just said now that the chafina has the same halachas as kebifnim and the order is ma'akev. Then how can the Mishnah say that when something goes wrong with the blood inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, you have to start again, do the shechita of the bull again? You have a problem. The chafina is now before the shechita, not after the shechita. Ya'achzer v'yachfin miboyle. The Mishnah should have said that you have to do the chafina. Not only do you have to do the new shechita, but before you do the new shechita, I mean after you do the new shechita, you have to do a new chafina, because chafina has to be after the shechita sapar. Says the Gemara, you're right. He has to do another chafina after the shechita. B'kteiris, loikomairi. The Mishnah is not talking about the Keteiris. The Mishnah is just focusing now on the blood. Something went wrong with the blood. It got spilt. You didn't finish it off. You have to now do the shechita of the bull again. And then you have to do the new chafina indeed. But the Mishnah is not talking about that. Continues the Gemara. Omar Ula. We know the order is that you shecht the bull and then you do the chafina and you do the avoida of the keteres, and then you go and take the blood of the bull into the Kodesh HaKodashim and you do the achas lemalo sheva lemata, and then you come out, you shecht the soyer, take the blood and go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. What happens if he shechted the soyer before he did the achas lemalo sheva lemata of the bull? Says Ula, it's out of order and it's no good. You have to then do the achas lemalo sheva lemata with the blood of the bull and then shecht another soyer. The soyer you shechted before doing the sprinkling of the blood in the Kodesh HaKodashim is invalid. So now the Gemara is going to discuss another point in our Mishnah. Tnan, we saw in our Mishnah, Hiktim dam hasoyer ledam hapor. If you first applied and you first sprinkled the blood of the goat before that of the par, yachzer v'yaze midam hasoyer echad dam hapor. So how do we assume the Mishnah to mean? If in the Kodesh HaKodashim, before doing achas lemalo sheva lemata with the blood of the bull, you did the achas lemalo sheva lemata of the goat, and if you did that, so what does it say in the Mishnah? It's not good enough. you have to do the after. It's out of order. So you did the achas lemala sheva lemata of the goat. It's as if you didn't do it. Do the achas lemala sheva lemata with the blood of the bull, and now you've done that with the bull. Do it again with the blood of the soyer. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The problem is that it seems that we don't have an issue with the shechita. It seems that the fact that you shechted the soyer and you had the blood available before doing the hazois of the dam hapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that didn't bother us. The whole issue was just that you did the hazois hadam of the soyer before the par. According to Ullah, if you shecht the soyer before you do the zrik, the hazois hadam of the par, it's not even yotza. You can't use that soyer at all. So it seems in our Mishnah that says, no problem, just do the achas lemalo sheva lemata of the soyer after that of the bull. It seems you don't need to reshecht the soyer. That seems to be contradicting to Ullah. Tanan hiktim dam hasoyer ledam apar, yachzer v'yazim idam hasoyer, achar dam apar. V'im isev, Ullah is right, yachzer v'yishchit miboyle. It should say you have to reshecht the soyer because you shechted the soyer before doing the hazor of the par. Answers the Gemara that you learnt the Mishnah did wrong. Ullah will understand that when it says in the Mishnah that you did the hazois of the goat before the hazois of the par, it's not talking about in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not even allowed to shecht the soyer before doing the hazois of the par. Rather, we're talking about in the Heichal. Tirukama Ullah b'matonis sheba Heichal. When you finish doing the achas lemalo sheva lemata of the bull and achas lemalo sheva lemata of the soyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you would come out and do the achas lemalo sheva lemata in the Heichal towards the curtain. So there, at that point, the shechita is not an issue anymore. Over there, if you did the hazois in the Heichal of the soyer before the par, then says Ullah, it's ma'akev. And you have to, after you do the hazois of the par, you have to do the hazois of the soyer, but the shechita is not an issue. The chen omer of office, b'matonis shebeheichal, that when the Mishnah says that when you do it out of order, you have to, after you do the hazois of the par, you have to redo the hazois of the soyer, it must be talking about in the heichal, because if such a situation happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that would mean that you shechted the soyer before the hazois of the par, and you have to redo the shechita. It's not good enough just to redo the hazois of the soyer. And in Yirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.